This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
No, it can't be true. They're going to stop going to work. You're not going to be able to do that. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. You know, class, we've been teaching you for, 9 years now about how to prepare, and I guess this is what we were teaching this for. We really didn't know what the big event was going to be, but here it is. The Corona Panic. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And I've been saying to Jason, that fast food, boy, you're not, you know, they're not going to show up. They're not going to be able to flip those burgers, even though they have robots. It still takes people to run those fast food joints. So there'll be a time when you probably won't be able to go to one. That's what we were talking about just before the broadcast started. Gwyneth Isaacs, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm stunned. I am stunned that still so many people don't get it. But that's okay. That's more potato chips for us. That's what our son says, you know, when I was telling him about how many stupid people there are and they just don't get it, and he just looked up and said, yeah, that's more potato chips for us. So that's kind of his humorous way of saying, yeah, Dad, and our boys are not, you know, they're one's almost 30, the other is over 30, so they get it, they understand, and here we are. Trying to figure out why there's so many stupid people doing things that make no sense. So here on USA Prepares, we said quite a while ago that, you know, when people started working from home, you know, employers like government would send their employees home and say, you'll work from home. And I said, that's, you know, really, they're not working from home. They're acting like they're working from home. They're pretending they're working from home. Daily Mail says, headlines, nearly two-thirds of all U.S. jobs cannot, and these are really large letters, cannot be done remotely during the coronavirus outbreak. According to a new study, it says the hardest hit industries will be hospitality and agriculture. Well, makes perfect sense because you can't change those sheets, scrub those showers and toilets and vacuum those rugs. Without people yet. You can't do that. And in farming, it actually takes eyes on the job. Even though you can buy a John Deere tractor and spend stupid money doing it, that can plant and till and harvest, you know, all by computer and satellite, even though you can buy one if you've got that much money or that much government assistance, you can do that. But the rest of us with small farms, absolutely, positively, we cannot. Because those machines don't fix fences. They don't. And so when the wind blows and trees die and trees land on the fence, I'm sure you know what this is all about, Gwyneth. Those machines won't automatically say, hey, listen, the fence is down, let's go fix it, you know, for the farmer. No, you got to do it by hand. And machinery will help, but currently you have to do that. So farmers are in big trouble with this coronavirus panic. Gwyneth, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Okay. Well, basically, everybody's going corona crazy around where we live. And I was in my nearest, or not, probably not the nearest. I'll tell you what's happened. the Prime Minister came out last night and he said that you are not allowed to go to any other town other than the town closest to you if you live in a rural area. So, you know, it's sort of, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me, you know. With me, it's just not possible because, you know, the woman who works in the revenue department at my local municipality has become frightened of me all of a sudden because I threatened to sue her because she's trying to enforce a fraudulent court order against me. And, you know, she's fired at least two sets of lawyers to try and, you know, enforce this fraudulent court order. And every time she hires a new set of lawyers, I show them the fraudulent court order, point out why it's fraudulent, and they drop the case like a hot rock. And then she goes out and finds another set of lawyers. And just lately, she tried to, you know, she decided she was just going to try and do it herself. And so I said, listen, I'll sue you. And then she, now this has got nothing whatsoever to do with the coronavirus. This is just my life. And I think I mentioned it last week, but maybe there's somebody out there who wasn't listening last week. So I'm doing it again, you know. But anyway, she's decided that I'm, you know, have an undiagnosed mental illness, which is not true, okay? And what she is citing as evidence was that I claimed that I was a princess a few years ago. What she didn't get was that was a political statement. It was an act of political protest. But you see, these people are not very bright, Vincent, you know? I was making that claim on the basis to highlight the fact that my personal sovereignty was being infringed. And I was saying, yeah, you're infringing my personal sovereignty. Well, I'll show you. I'll just go and reclaim it in a very political way. Okay? So it's not mental illness, me making that claim. It's something where I said, right, I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to say, screw you. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that on air, but I think you get the point. Where I was, I got to, I've had enough moment. And that was what came out of that particular I've had enough moment. And she should be very grateful, you know, that I am generally a fairly peaceful person. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would not have been as gracious and as patient as I was. But anyway, that's the sum of it. That's the sum of their claim to me being not mentally well. You know, if I really was mentally ill, she would be in a whole lot more trouble than she is at the moment, you know.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I know myself, you know, she's not reached that point yet.
Okay, so in that line of thinking, if you want to be a princess, fine. And what makes a university degree legitimate? Well, because they say so. They've got a committee that says, no, this is the real thing. Okay? And, yeah, and
yeah.
What makes Prince Harry or Meghan, what makes them think they're special? You know, why is it Prince Harry? Because his grandmother said so. Well,
yeah.
What if my grandmother said,
I'm a prince? And I said, well, because I say so.
Yeah, well, my grandmother used to look at my face and she'd say brute, and which means funny looking or ugly. So there you have it. So there are people who have lots of experience, and the internet has conferred degrees upon them. And some people say that they're illegitimate. Well, what about I think it's if I'm not mistaken. it could be Harvard. I was reading very, very quickly last night that the students are demanding to be passed for the semester without going to, you know, finish their classes because they've been removed from the university environment because of the corona panic. So they're saying, well, yeah, but even though we didn't go there, even though we didn't attend, you know, all the classes, even though we didn't take, you know, the exams, we want to pass. So how would that degree be worth any more than a degree that someone gets on the Internet? And by the way, that seems to be what's happening. People are trending toward distance learning. Yeah. Well, it seems to be, as far as I can tell, every man for himself, every woman for himself, the heck with everybody else. And, and if you, class, if you want to buy food at Sam's Club, I've been saying this for months now, you know, get what you need right now, right, huh, well, I'm just looking at the red bars. The minute I start talking about foods, food, I had a frame loss. A lot of frame losses. 9 frame losses, which is probably about 4.5 seconds. Well, so here's what's happening. If you go to Sam's Club and you pay that $100 for the Ultra Deluxe Supreme membership rather than the $35 one, and you try to buy something, you get a message that says, the equivalent of, you can't pick it up. You can't pick it up tomorrow. And no matter what time you try it, day or night, middle of the night, early in the morning, afternoon, you click, you know, checkout, meaning pay. You can't do it. You can't do it. So they're, right now, Sam's Club, as far as I can tell, and I've been a member for 27 years, is worthless. So here's my advice to all of you. If you try to buy something at Sam's Club and it's not working for you, I think you should try to contact Sam's Club customer service and demand 2 years of free membership if they ever come back to life, or demand a total refund from them. And if enough of us do that, they will get their act together. Students are now demanding tuition refunds because, well, the schools, the universities, the colleges have said, well, you can't come here. And the students are saying, yeah, but I already paid for books, meals, tuition, lodging, and I'm not getting it. And now the universities are in a predicament where they're going to have to refund the money. They're going to have to, or there'll be riots. There'll be riots anyway. But there'll be riots for this reason, where the students are owed that that money that for services and items they didn't receive. Car insurance companies, like Allstate, has begun saying, you know what, there's nobody on the road. How are we going to charge insurance? Well, the state governments have said, like in Missouri, either you buy insurance from our friends, you know, like Allstate and State Farm and Farmers and Farm Bureau of whatever state you might be in, Farm Bureau of Virginia or Farm Bureau of Missouri or whatever the state might be. The states are saying you will buy automobile insurance, and if you don't, you'll have to post a bond. So they've got a gun to our heads, but who's driving anywhere? We're not driving anywhere. So we're canceling our insurance. And I tried to move to a different insurance company for other purposes. They're not even home. You can't even reach them. Except you can reach the corporate office. I don't want to talk to them. I want to talk to our guy.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I just want to make a comment to our class about medical appointments. Let's say you have a doctor's appointment, and you're doing fine, you're healthy, and you don't think it's worth the risk to go to your doctor's appointment. Let's say it's coming up in a couple of weeks. I suggest while some offices are still open, you postpone, if you are healthy. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just giving appointment thoughts. If you are healthy, I suggest you consider postponing that appointment rather than canceling that appointment. So when you talk to the person at the control tower, you could say something like this. I've got an appointment coming up in 2 weeks on Thursday. And, I'm really concerned about coming in. I feel pretty good. I'm healthy. I would like to move that out 2 months and get that new appointment and keep moving that appointment if you're still healthy, because it's a tremendous risk going to the doctor's office. They don't want to see you. You don't want to see them. Nobody wants to see anybody because of the risk. So I suggest that instead of canceling that appointment, because if you go to get one later and you don't have one, it's going to be tough. So at least you'll have one, and you can keep postponing it ad infinitum. Because I don't believe they have records that say, well, wait a minute, you've postponed this 17 times. I don't think they have those records. Does that make sense to you, Gwyneth?
I don't think so either.
Does that make sense, that strategy?
That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying rush off to the doctors.
I think that it's completely insane how anyone in a bureaucratic position is still going to work today, whether that is a doctor or whether that is a government bureaucrat, whether that is someone who works in a courthouse, It's insanity. You know? You mean to say that the courthouses are still open when just about everything else is shut? Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if I had a chance to tell you earlier, but I will tell you what life was in what life was like in town today, okay? The store shelves, they were more full than they were the other day, 2 weeks ago when I went in there. But there were still huge gaps in the store shelves. Namely, there was almost no pasta. There was no flour. There was almost no sugar. Very, very little sugar. And, it's just a lot of key staples were just missing. There was only a little bit of yellow laundry soap. We don't use any soap here other than yellow laundry soap. It does what we need to do. It doesn't have very many contaminants in it, like titanium dioxide, that are going to get into grey water systems and the subsurface of our garden and poison it. But anyway, there was no cheap dog food, was another thing. So no cheap dry food for your dog in the big bags. There was the Powell, there was the more expensive brands, but none of the cheaper brands. And, you know, what you're saying is true about the supply chain has basically broken down. People are not going to work. I know people who work on food processing plant lines. I've emailed you about this earlier. And there's supposed to be three people on this line, and only one of them is regularly showing up for work. You know? And this is something where if this person who worked on this, processing plant called in sick or whatever, that processing plant that makes food that goes all over Australia would close down. Because there's supposed to be three people working on the processing plant, and two of them have decided that every time the shift comes up, no, we're not going into work.
Gwyneth, so, let me see if I...
You know, that's insanity.
Let me see if I've got this right. So there are three people on this we'll call it an assembly line. There are three people there because the boss just doesn't say, tell you what, we need to have more bodies here so it looks better and we'll pay more people to do nothing. They have three people there because they need three people. That's the way I see this.
That's right.
Okay, and when two don't show up, that's a real hardship on the one that does. And if that guy gets worn out and gets sick, it's over for that particular assembly line. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. It also turns out black Americans are overwhelmingly dying of the virus at a much higher rate as compared to other Americans in major cities. White House Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx speaking about it this morning.
So I just want to make it clear, we don't think African Americans are more susceptible to getting infected.
She told NBC's Today Show it's likely pre-existing health conditions are causing the higher COVID-19 death rates in black communities.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, I believe we are the only broadcast on radio that has a correspondent, a regularly appearing correspondent in Australia. And Gwyneth is a degreed scientist, environmental scientist. She's an author. She's a brilliant, brilliant gal. And I'm so fortunate to be friends with Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, you get a lot of very positive comments from people who are students and instructors because of your breadth and depth of knowledge, and I really appreciate it. And class, Gwyneth and I communicate, you know, off the air as well. And she's got her ear to the ground. She understands what's happening better than probably 99% of the population, at least, probably 99.999%. Gwyneth, I've lost weight over this corona panic. I'm not talking about worry. It's not that. It's I am working harder and I'm eating less. And I'm eating less because there is less. And when I look in the cupboards, even though we're preparedness-minded around the farm here, even though we don't waste anything, geez, there it is again. Would you believe that? Just as I started talking about food, we get frame loss. But anyway,
wow.
I have lost weight. Mrs. Finelli has lost weight. Everyone in our family has lost weight. And I've got to tell you, the cupboards don't look as good as they used to. So if you're looking for something fun to eat, it's not here. It's gone. So do you think that is the norm now? Do you think people who are, I'm not talking about people who work for the government and they act like they pretend they're at home working. I'm talking about the rest of us. Do you think that people are losing weight as the Finelli family is?
I think there's going to be a lot of people losing weight. Yeah, because the reality is going to hit them sooner or later. That you can't just manifest food out of thin air. The eggs don't come from a carton. One place that I went to on my journey yesterday, which was Wednesday for us, one of the places that I went to was the place that I normally go to get my layer hens. And guess what? They don't have any pointed lay hen. They have sold out of point-of-lay hen. They had two-week-old chicks, and they had a pen of five-day-old chicks, neither of which would have been suitable for me because we don't have electricity 24 hours a day at our place, which means I can't run a brooder, or a light bulb in a box, in other words. Which a chick of that age needs a brooder or it needs another hen, And unfortunately, my mom hen is broody at the moment. They're sold out.
What we're talking about, class, is once a chick hatches, you've got to keep them warm. And in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, what people use is an infrared heat lamp, high enough above them so that they stay warm but don't cook them, because they need that warmth in order to survive. They've just hatched. Well, we have the same problem here. Chickens are getting very, very scarce. And, the ones that are just old enough to just start laying, those are getting hard to get. And I believe that the next thing that's going to happen is the feed for animals is going to go the way of flour for people. Now, it's already very, very difficult to buy flour. I expect the same thing is going to happen with cows and cattle feed. And so finishing cows, giving them lots of corn so that they can have that marbleized texture to the meat. I think that's going to be tougher and tougher to get because the grains are getting harder and harder to find because we've had crop failures last year. So here we are. Everything is falling apart right in front of us. We can all see it. I'd like to read an email. I sent an email to one of our instructors, and I'd love to read this. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. I said, you get the part. Okay. I sent this email to one of our instructors. I said, and it's very short. It's three sentences. Sentence number one, it is absolutely clear, period. Everything is broken, period. Please get your provisions, and these are in capital letters now, right now. Capital, right now. Not in 20 minutes, right now. Vincent. So three lines plus I sign my name. The email came back, believe it or not, I'm still trying to get a pickup time for Walmart. What that means is you buy your order, they tell you when you can go pick it up. Can't get a pickup time. It's kind of like what I said about Sam's Club. And I said, Sam's Club, you can get to the website, you can click it, but you can't check out. You can't pay for it, meaning you can't get it. And then it says, lots of stuff was gone as soon as we placed the order.
Yep.
Our delivery from the local grocery store was less than half of what we ordered. Our delivery from the local grocery store was less than half of what we ordered. You're right.
Wow.
The next couple of months will be slim pickings for most people. Thanks for encouraging us to get moving on our order. Okay. So what I'm saying is that's halfway across the United States where this email went, and the response is just as it is here. You can click on it, but you can't get it. So they were only, that family was only able to get half of what they wanted. Now here's an interesting thing. So if you are at home and it's difficult for you to get out and you're a senior citizen, they're volunteers who will get some groceries for you and bring them. I mean, they're doing this on a voluntary basis, which is wonderful. But that's going to stop at some point, and I think it's going to stop soon. As more people start dying from this, the volunteers are going to say, you know what? I got to take care of my own family. I'd love to help people, but I can't do it anymore because it's too risky. That's going to happen. And the supermarket workers, they don't want to be there. They do not want to be there because people come in, they rub their nose, they cough, they sneeze. You know, somebody coughs and everybody looks. So, uh-oh. It's like leprosy. This is the modern leprosy. No one wants to go near anyone because of the fear of dying by going near someone. And everything that we've learned from the government is wrong. Everything. They said 6 feet. It's not 6 feet, it's 26 feet. It might be 126 feet. Everything that we've learned from them is wrong. The numbers are wrong.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I actually
go ahead,
you know, explained this to someone today. When I was out and about, I said, you think that this 6 feet, you know, here in Australia it's 5 feet, you know. I said, do you think that this whole 5 feet thing, if you just stay 5 feet from everyone, away from everyone, you're going to be right? I said, that's total, I used the word BS. I said, that this thing aerosolizes, it travels in the air. It's nanoparticles in the air. That's what the problem with it is, you know. And I said, and you think that there's not very many people here, but, you know, yeah, there might be, you know, 3/4 of the people staying at home, but the 1/4 of the people that's out and about are still interacting and they can still transmit it, you know. This is the thing. They've got this thing in Australia called partial lockdown, you know, and full lockdown will definitely destroy the economy, you know, but it will stop the transmission of the virus, but you'll sacrifice the economy. And here in Australia, they're trying to get the best of both worlds. They think that if they do a partial lockdown, that they'll slow the transmission of the virus. And then, you know, they still might have an economy, but what's happening on the ground is that they're killing the economy anyway. You know? There's hardly any stores opening their doors. There's hardly anyone even open, you know. And the places that are open, they've got such huge key gaps in their supply line, you know, that you look around. Another example is, another place that I went today is a greengrocer's with an attached nursery. Okay? So you can go in there and you can buy, you know, like organic whole foods and all this sort of thing. And then they have as a part of their business next door a nursery. And I was talking to the nurseryman and he said, listen, if we didn't have the greengrocer's, we wouldn't even be open. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. The government is going around forcibly shutting down nurseries because apparently nurseries are not essential, you know. He said the only reason why we can do this is there's still a few nurseries that are opening their doors in defiance, but they might get raided by the blue team at any moment and told to close their doors, you know. And I say that they should keep their doors open for as long as they can. this is their lifeblood that they have poured into the business of raising funds. Why should some government thug be able to go and shut their doors because they say so? You know, this is the whole point of it. And this is going to be far more dangerous, because what right do they have to say that a nursery is not essential? Because the reason why I went into the nursery today was to buy food-bearing plants and food-bearing plant seeds, okay? I had a particular set of seeds in mind. I went across to the seed section, and the seed section had been completely stripped out. And I asked the nurseryman, who is a friend of mine, and I said, "Wow, what happened here?" And he said, "Oh, we only restocked that 3 days ago." You know, normally they might restock their seed counter, you know, once every few weeks. But he said every time we go and order more seeds, people come in and they just buy. And so, of course, today when I was at the seed counter, I just bought and bought and bought. I went through and I picked out everything that I thought I needed. And I got the sort of seeds that I needed, the ones that were lacking in my seed inventory, you know, which were specifically maize seeds and carrot seeds. And I was really glad, actually, I was able to get my preferred carrot variety. But the corn variety that I was after was simply not there. And, you know, I've got an idea for a autumn corn crop here, because we're in zone 9. And I figured that if I could keep the frost off, that we might get a feed of corn. So I'm setting things up so that hopefully, please God, you know, that it might get so frosted and we might have corn to eat in 12 or 14 or 16 weeks' time.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and class, during the commercial breaks, I'm really busy taking care of a number of different things. And during that last commercial break, I called Diane at Diane Knox, N-O-C-K-S, at White Harvest Seed, and I asked if they have seed that's available for purchase, and they do. So Mike Knox is a USA Prepares instructor, and he has been almost since the very beginning. He's got great seeds, and you know what? They actually grow. Okay, some seeds and packages don't grow. Well, they do. The average price of a package of seeds, according to what Diane just told me 2 minutes ago, was about $2. And they do have some. Some are running low. So this is not a commercial. I am not being paid for this. I called her to see if I can help you and help them. So here's the telephone number, 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. White Harvest Seed, SEED.com. Now, if I asked her if there are any promotions that I could give out over the air, and she said yes. So if you're a first-time buyer with White Harvest Seed and you order, if you type in this code, they'll give you 15% off. So here is the code, WHSC. 15. That stands for White Harvest Seed Company. 15 as in 15, as in 15%. WHSC 15 is the discount code or the promotion code, and it'll get you 15% off if you want to do that. So what we're finding is that many places throughout the country, many localities have deemed that garden seeds are non-essential, just as Gwyneth just told you. Same thing in the United States. So if you get seeds, make sure you get heirloom seeds and make sure you learn how to save them. And I'll see if I can get Mike Knox back on the air when he has a little bit more time. They're overwhelmed right now. And we'll see if we can get him on the air and teach us how to save the seeds. So keep in mind that we're going to be doing a broadcast on how to save seeds. Okay, Gwyneth, back to you. This is getting pretty scary, right? Yeah.
It is. By the way, normally I do save my seeds, but we had a crop failure this year in our corn crop. So, you know, apparently it's been just really, really hard to grow things like maize all over the world. And that's a major problem. And our our corn crop, I just couldn't get it to flourish. You know, I didn't even know what happened because, you know, yes, we did have a very hot summer, but, you know, Apparently, I wasn't the only one.
Right.
Apparently, there were a lot of maize crop failures all over the world. I don't think anyone had a good maize crop this year.
We saw that. We saw that here in the United States. Crop failures like
so
crazy.
That's why I'm now. I've taken the last little bit of my saved seeds from my, my preferred strain of corn that's done quite well in the past. And I've put in an autumn crop, hoping, please God, that it will prosper, and putting it in a place where it will get a bit of warmth and, somewhere where I can just sort of throw a plastic sheet or something across the top of it. And, keep the frost off it and all that sort of thing and coddle it into life and hopefully have an autumn corn crop, if God wills, in about 12 or 14 or 16 weeks' time. Why I needed the corn. And I couldn't get my preferred strain, but I got another old heirloom Native American strain. So I picked them because they were there. And I think that that's what a lot of people are doing.
Well, that's exactly right. So if you're shopping online for food and you like a specific kind of pasta, lots of luck. You'll get some kind that you really would not have ever bought before, but it's got calories in it and it's got some amount of nutrition. And that's what's happening now. So at Walmart.com, class, here's a tip. So if you decide that you're going to shop online at Walmart.com, you can get free shipping for orders over $35. So don't do what most people are accustomed to doing, building that order, build, and, get everything that you want on your list and then place the order. Forget that. Get the items that you can get and hit that $35 or, a little bit above, place the order. Then place your next order. And then place your next order. So what happens is while you're looking to see if you've got everything on your list, people are taking items out of your electronic shopping cart. It's not a shopping cart. It's a wish list. It's a Santa Claus wish list and no Santa involved. That's what it's getting like. So if you can find it and they've got it and you've reached your minimum for free shipping, click checkout, get it right then and there, and then go back and get the next shopping cart full and keep doing that. And who cares about shipping? Who cares about what it costs them for shipping? Those guys have been gouging us for years. Now we're lucky to get what they offer. So don't worry. If you can get free shipping, use the minimum purchase, get your free shipping, and then another order should be entered right after that. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.